Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Edible gift wrap has been invented and was actually tested in the wrapping department earlier this year by the North Pole Research and Development Department. Reporting from there today is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Alf Crash Murphy. Crash, did you know this edible gift wrap thing was being tested?
Well, yeah, I've known about it from the time I worked in the wrapping department, Frank. One of the big challenges came in getting the stuff to stick to tape, Frank, and as you know, I was a tape dispenser technician. That was my specialty. So I was part of the team working to overcome how to wrap a present where the gift wrap didn't stick.
Oh, that's an interesting thought, Crash. I never considered how that might be a problem. How did they solve that dilemma?
Well, yeah, they did. And anyone who's ever stepped in Kool-Aid on the floor knows that the answer to anything sticky is sugar. So the tape people got together with some of the kitchen staff at the North Pole cafeteria and came up with a hyper-sweet tape made of sugar and lots of what they call hard taffy, which when rolled out looks a lot like real tape, only it tastes pretty good and sticks everything together.
Wow, Crash, that's really amazing this got developed so far. Why aren't we seeing presents wrapped with this stuff then? It seems to me it would be wildly popular and that when you're done wrapping or unwrapping your presents, you just snarf down all the wrap.
Well, the big problem is that it just doesn't taste right, Frank. You can hold that eggnog wrap up to your nose and you'd say, wow, that smells like eggnog. But when you actually put the stuff in your mouth, it tastes more like egg shells. And it starts sticking to the roof of your mouth because that sugary tape is so crazy effective at making things stick. Those volunteers who served in the test complained that it was hard to eat, tasted lousy, and not even ketchup can make it taste better.
Well, then no wonder it's not being released. The last thing anyone needs on Christmas morning is a bad taste in their mouth after unwrapping their presents. Thanks for that update, Crash. From the North Pole, where we'd rather rip wrapping paper than eat it, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.